WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Bad, bad talking cat.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Look at you, man. You're a full-grown cat. Still watching cartoons. Why, you're 3 years old. Do you know what that is in human years?
It sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Well, with my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
What is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get it raw.
Okay, Miso. What time is it?
That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner is an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
plastic.
Strawberries.
One thing puzzles me, boy. How did you manage to get so much custard out of such a small crack?
Can't talk. Keeping myself in a state of camp-like readiness.
Bye. Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage always starts off with some Japanese music, and then we go wild and crazy, genre jumping, mixing it up with funk, metal, punk, jazz, electronic, country, disco, ambient, the whole freeform shebang, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And then we go mixing in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And all told, that makes it a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. In this episode, we are celebrating the June 29th birthdays of Shiitake and Miso Buchert with a theme of their species, cats. Yes, Miso and Shiitake were born on June 29th, 1996. Along with their now unknown siblings. And just a few short weeks later, when they were grown up just a little bit, but still very, very lovable kittens, Ritsuko and I adopted them. And now, in 2022, they're both sadly gone for many years. Well, actually, they're both buried in my backyard in what I now think of as Shiitake and Miso's garden. But yes, their memory, the memories of them, so many memories of them bring me great joy. And, well, we're going to be celebrating that as well as a whole bunch of other cat-related aspects of the music. We started off the show with, of course, a Japanese band. That was the J-pop, the power pop band Puffy Ami Yumi and their song Stray Cats Fever. But even before that, in the intro, you heard me feeding Miso dinner the night before her 19th birthday in 2015. Recorded all in stereo with my Zoom H4N handy recorder. And what a great job I think it did from hearing her initial purrings and meowings as she knew what was going on, and then filling her water bowl and filling her food bowl with, yeah. So then we heard from, well, before that we heard one of my favorite and one of our former exec board member Chase Gregory's favorite public service messages, Cat Magnet. A little double entendre there, too, about have you ever lost a cat? And there's just some ways of losing a cat that a cat magnet is not going to get back for you. In any case, I think one of the things when people or creatures pass on that we can get stuck doing is remembering too much of what it was like at their end instead of thinking of them when they were in their prime. And well, with that said, let's talk about the rest of the show. Well, in the next set, we're gonna be hearing of course some songs about cats. And I'm going to stretch things a little bit there with Pussycats and the like of that. We're going to be hearing from Missy Elliott in this set. Also, backing me up right now is the band Collide with a very cool cover of the Felix the Cat theme song. And in the next set, we're going to hear Sophia Run doing another from that album, TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse. And we're gonna close the set with a real headbanging song about a cat from Poison. But before any of that, we are going to begin the next set with, of course, another Japanese band. And, you know, Shonen Knife is just great for so many themes. So here is the Japanese power trio. All-female power trio, Shonen Knife. I am a cat! Only on WMFO. The Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Yeah, WMFO. In Hartford. Tufts. Freeform non-commercial community radio.
Yeah. know what I feel like? I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
People didn't follow the news that closely. The Taliban actually three times said that they would turn bin Laden over to an international tribunal for that sort of a judgment. And the United States' response was, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Of the U.S. government that were carried out abroad on behalf of both corporate interests and profit and on behalf of military and geopolitical strategies led to assassinations of leaders, coup d'etats and regime changes, upwards of 13 million deaths directly or indirectly related to U.S.-created covert and overt wars. And while we don't know what's happening, the people in those countries watch and they see the hand that has moved and changed things in their country and taken their resources away and given special privileges.
Someone else, but that's why when I make love. glad it ain't that gushy stuff.
That cushy stuff?
I don't like the mushy butts. I wish we was like Buffy over Jennifer. Him and her, so much like I and we.
And what that mean?
We just love the booty. All we see in 3D is booty, 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 booty.
Oh, really? Do me, do me, do me, do me. Run through me like fluid, go through an IV. That's good, I'ma make sure you never will leave. Can I put my booty, booty up in your spaghetti? Daddy, are you ready for some cavi from me? Pussy, gushy, mushy, what more you want from me? Cause my feelings hit the ceiling, what you want me to be? Oh, please, pussy, don't mess it up for me. Come on, come on.
Tell me now, now. I gotta turn this nigga out.
What's the deal, y'all? I don't mean to come through and break y'all vibe, but I just gotta slow it down for just a second, so bear with me. You know, first before I do that, I just want to talk about how people always say, yo, that's too nasty, and why your mouth so vulgar? Why you gotta sing all these nasty records and all that? But I be representing for the ladies, and we got something to say. We've been quiet too long, ladylike, very patient. We ain't get mad when Prince had his ass out. We thought he was gonna turn around to the front and have the front out, too. But, you know, that didn't happen. We always had to deal with the guys, you know, talking about how they gonna wear us out on records. And you know, so I had to do records that was strictly representing for my ladies and how to keep your man, keep his eyes from wandering, looking around. And sex is not a topic that we should always sweep under the rug. I'm not saying go out and do it. But if you do, strap it up before you smack it up, flip it, slow it down. Oh, no. Jimmy, drop it.
Change my family.
It even vibrates like real. Vibrates like real. Vibrates like real.
Oh my God, look what the cat's right in. Living my life, seen after seen. Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is cats. We kicked off that last set with the Japanese female trio Shonen Knife, and I Am a Cat. And then it was Pram with Track of the Cat, off of the album Old Enough to Know Better, 15 years of Merge Records. We followed that with Missy Elliott and Pussycat, and then a little diatribe by her as well. Well worth listening to, especially bit of historical context all there. All of that from her Under Construction album. And then it was Sophia Run with a very cool cover of the Josie and the Pussycats TV theme song, which I found on the album TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse. And then we finished off that set with Poison, Look What the Cat Dragged In. You know, domestic cats and humans have a history together, going back around 7500 BC, when agriculture was, well, do we want to say invented in the Middle East? We began a symbiotic relationship with those species, a kind of wild cat becoming a bit domesticated as it began hanging around the grain stores that the Egyptians had. Which they, kind of the temptation of civilization as I believe it. Because actually, when human beings discovered, invented agriculture, our conventional narrative is that suddenly life got a whole lot better and we moved away from hunting and gathering and had a nice stable life. But in fact, actually, this so-called civilized life was a lot more difficult than being a hunter-gatherer. And my suspicion is that people were seduced into this harder kind of lifestyle with backbreaking labor and higher incidences of disease and earlier deaths, in fact, by alcohol. I think, based on a lot of research, that human beings got together and they made beer. Fermented beer was one of them. And they used this for religious celebrations. And if you're going to make that on a scale to have it all the time, then you need to have agriculture. And so the trade-off for people was join our religion here, get drunk, and do work, and or stay hunter-gatherer. So, yes, the history of cats somehow intertwined with my own diatribe there. So, in the next set, we're going to be sending out some Devo to DJ Chris Major of Strike the Box on Thursdays from alternating noon to 2 p.m. there. And we're also going to be hearing from the incredibly talented guitar player Adrian Blue. Also, the artist formerly known as Robbie Road Steamer. A cat song from him. And, well, a man who's certainly not in my good graces these days. But he did have a pretty rockin' song in the 1970s, and just for the sake of this theme, we'll be hearing from Ted Nugent too. But we are going to start things off with one of my a selection from one of my favorite Irish music compilations, which I discovered here way while ago in WMFO's incredible world music collection. Yes, this is Aidan Coffey and Seamus McGee there, I believe, with, well, this is a medley from the Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. This is Huey Travers and the Cat in the Corner. Oh, yeah, Cheryl Gunn is back and has been backing me up with Temple Cat. So, Aidan Coffey, yes. Huey Travers, the Cat in the Corner, only here in the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Thank you.
idea.
I realized fairly early on that there are two governments operating in this country, that presidents come and go, but that the military-industrial intelligence complex that Eisenhower warned about in the 1950s remains and grows.
On today's show, Blink, the time-traveling cat returns, and even his time-sweeping abilities can't bring Techie V back.
At the door, kitties, Hooper's a little sore.
Mommy, what's the priest here for?
Kitty needs to hear about the Lord. Morphine's setting Kitty free. Kitty wants to be buried at the sea. Kitty wants Purina for her last meal. Close your eyes by her side and kneel. I'm sorry, your cat has ass cancer. Kitty's knocking on heaven's door now. I'm sorry, your cat has ass cancer. Kitty's bone can't take much more now. If you put your ear up to the wind, you can hear Kitty purr again. Close your eyes and you take my hand to Kitty's happy dip of land. I'm sorry your cat has asked cancer. Kitty's days are numbered, won't you sing it now? I'm sorry your cat has asked cancer. Everyone in the band is really down. You can hear Kitty purr again.
This is a hybrid. This is a cross, bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, featherbed bent, and Northern California Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home and just get stoned in a bejesus belt that night on this stuff.
Strange. run over a dead cat, the flatter it gets.
Dead cats, they help explain fossils.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for Creation Magazine. Ken, I've seen you use your toy cat to explain fossils to children. How do you do this?
Let me explain how I use it to teach about fossils to young people. There are billions of dead things, fossils, buried in rock layers all over the earth. Now, how did they get there? I hold up my dead cat and say to the children, imagine you go home today and find out that your pet cat just died. What are you going to do? Well, you decide to fossilize it. You take your dead cat outside and place it on the grass and then put up a sign stating, dead cat fossilizing, do not touch. If you record your observations, they'll be something like this. Day 1, dead cat on grass. Day 7, smelly dead cat on grass. Day 200, part of cat missing. Day 300, all of cat missing. You see, it didn't turn into a fossil. It just decayed. Now, how would you fossilize a cat? In fact, how would you fossilize dead dinosaurs, dead fish? In fact, how would you fossilize billions of dead things all over the earth? You'd need to cover them quickly with lots of mud and preserve them. How could this have happened? Well, the answer's in Genesis. Noah's flood.
Fossils of animals like dinosaurs actually fit with the Bible's account of history. To find out how, call us to receive a free booklet by Ken Ham on dinosaurs. Call 1-800-950-9507. 800-950-9507.
Come inside.
Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. So satisfied, a pussy burn and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye, lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy burn and looking so satisfied. A kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans.